little bit better.
Bless her.
This Sunday than I did last Sunday. Bless her. But at least we give it a try, Brian.
Hey, man.
But I love this song here.
Bless her. Psalm chapter 42. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude, I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Amen. I like that song she sung, and oh, how we need Him. Amen.
Amen.
This one is Keep Me in Your Will.
Yeah, mate. Sound good.
I love it.
Bless the Lord. song. I hadn't heard it in a long time. Appreciate you singing that, Carolyn.
That's what people forget. They forget to keep him in his will all the time.
That's right.
That's what we should do each and every day.
Amen.
Most forgotten thing is
him.
That's
right.
Well, I'm going to do this song this morning for my Aunt Joanne and for my good buddy Mitchell.
Amen.
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 Bless him.
One day at a time. That's all we got. Live it like it should last.
Bless him. Bless him.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am.
Praise the Lord. I can't sing a lick. I thank God for those that can, amen. I tell you, buddy, I can't even play a radio. My pastor sit over here, we sing by the ladder, rear back and let her go. That's all I can do. Micah, you still here? You do old Brother Eddie a favor? All right. Let me say I want to thank the church for the birthday cake. Old Brother Eddie turned 66 Wednesday. I didn't know numbers went that high. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the cake. Let me pass out another rose. Brother Ed called me this week. Told me he dreamed a dream, and he probably don't want to tell, but it was kind of humorous to me. He said, "Brother Eddie, I dreamed a dream that you left us and went to another church." I said, "Well, I haven't been properly notified." Brother Ed, I said, "The likelihood of that pretty slim. I can't believe y'all put up with me this long." But he said he got big and mad. Said, "Lord, we prayed for a pastor and you done abducted him somewhere else. And he's going in the paper and want to quit." I said, "Don't worry, brother. It's just a nightmare." I have to admit, it's not like there's any big demand for Brother Eddie. And yet yesterday, in the mail, I got a letter from Celine Baptist Church up in Somerset, Kentucky.
Okay.
And my heart beat like a jungle drum. All they want me to do was come up there to the camp meeting up there. I thought, well, Brother Ed's a prophet. He done figured this out before I even knew about it. But anyway, I'm proud to be your pastor.
We're proud.
Everybody here has been prayed for.
Yes.
You're appreciated.
Bless you, Lord.
I have to admit you can do better, but I'm proud to be your pastor.
Amen.
As long as you'll have me, I'll be here.
Amen.
I'd rather preach than eat, don't get me wrong. But I tell you what, I got a mandate from God. Like Paul told Timothy, preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come.
Right.
They'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables. What's an itching ear, Brother Eddie? It means he wants to know what you want to hear. Yeah. Well, I don't fit that category. I get my messages from the Lord. And I better deliver them just like he gave them to me. Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, he said, I'll receive a reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Where'd Micah run off to? Mike, are you still around?
Yeah.
Hey, your name's right behind the book of Jonah. I need you to do one more favor.
What?
Can you go to the refrigerator and get over there and one of them little bottles of water? I sure appreciate it. Thank you. All right. I didn't know he was in the crowd. I thought he was back there at the restroom or something. All right. Now, let's open our Bibles this morning. I'll try my best to be brief. But, if you go have open heart surgery, they're done. You want the doctor to take 5 minutes or however long it takes.
That's
you see
right.
What I mean?
That's right.
Right.
You don't go to the doctor and have an open heart surgery and say, "Doctor, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Say, I'm in a hurry. Could you speed this up?" You say, "Doctor, you take as long as you need. Do everything that needs to be done. And I'm going to pray for some degree of success." Sister Joanne, since you went to the doctor this week and he had a long list of things that wasn't good. I'm glad, praise God, we're more than conquerors through Jesus.
Amen.
We sung the song, Victory in Jesus. We're a winner either way.
Right.
The Bible says, thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory
right.
in Christ Jesus our Lord. I never won at nothing. And I'm on the winning team now,
Amen.
Carolyn.
Thank you.
I'm on the winning team now. Be open up to good old King James Bible. Luke chapter number 16. I don't know how long I've been here, Kevin. I know it's going on 2 years. It's been over a year.
I think you're going on 3 years.
I've been here that long?
Yes.
Lord. Is my hair all white?
That's fine.
Lord. I've been here over 2 years?
Yes.
Well, I've never preached a message on hell since I've been here.
Right.
And I thought that kind of strange.
Right.
But that's what the Lord told me to preach on this morning. Like I said, I'm just measurable anyway.
Right.
Amen.
So I just want you to know, I ain't being personal here. I'm just a messenger boy, and this is what the Father told the Son to tell me. This is what I'll be reading here. In Luke chapter 16, we'll start reading at verse number 19. There was a certain rich man. I want you to know that there really was a rich man.
Yes.
God could have put his name in here. The reason God called him a certain rich man, because it would have broke some mother's heart.
Right.
You know, God's so gracious, Brother Mitchell.
Yes, he is.
If that was old Brother Eddie,
right,
he'd say there was a certain fool.
Right.
And there was a rich until I got saved. Now, got true riches, got real riches.
That's right.
Man.
Proud riches. But if that had been old Brother Eddie, he'd say there was a fool. It shouldn't have enough sense to come to me before death got to him. Well, anyway, this guy was rich. He couldn't help the fact that he's rich. There was some things he could have helped. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Kind of like what we're going to be when we get to heaven. Said, amen. We'll have white linen, amen.
Amen, right. Amen.
He won't be purple. And there was a certain beggar. Notice, God gives his name. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass, I told you that's my favorite wording in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, this is a key verse right here.
Yeah.
Really listen to this verse. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels. That's the kind of death I'll take.
Amen.
Y'all seen that commercial where that woman answers the door and this is the death angel? She says, I ain't ready.
Yeah.
I may eat a ladybug before it's over. She says, I ain't ready. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't expecting you. That's the kind of way it happens.
Yeah, right.
Death don't ever come, amen, on a good day.
That's right.
And it's going to come. Well, it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels. Now, if I do have a choice in the matter, I'd a whole lot rather be carried by angels.
Amen.
Under Abraham's bosom. What, somebody said, what's that mean, in his arms? It's one of the sons of Abraham. You'll get that one day or another. And the rich man also died. Notice the difference. All that money. And the rich man also died and was buried.
Yeah, that's right.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments and seeing Abraham afar off. How far off was he? Well, he was far off enough he could see him.
Right.
But he was far off enough he couldn't get to him.
Right. That's right. Amen.
And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus, this beggar that God gave his name, Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father, Abraham. This one's not in Abraham's bosom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember. What, well, a lot of people in hell, they remember all the tracks, sister. Rita showed me some tracks this morning. Anybody ever see somebody?
Yeah.
I don't want one of them.
Yeah. Right.
In hell, you know what, Brother Mitchell? They remember that.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
In hell, they'll say, I wish I'd read that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In hell, they'll say, I wish somebody give me one before I got here.
That's right.
And you know what? We do try. We try to pass them out. We try to plant the seeds. I got to get on with this. He said, Son, remember. What's terrible right there? You think, you know, we were talking before Sunday school this morning about some people, you know, that have met terrible fates. It don't end. Hey, remember. that thou in thy what? Lifetime. What was it? Ed had me read. Our days are 70.
Right.
That by reason of strength they'd be 80.
Yeah, that's 80.
But we're soon cut off.
Right. Yeah.
And we fly away. Our lifetime. God said he gave Jezebel. Phyllis, I don't know, it may have been this much space.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been as far as you can reach. I just know this. God said I gave her space to repent.
Right, man.
And he
said,
and she repented not. Well, it's a sad commentary to remember
yes.
while you're in hell. This rich man, Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. I want to be where Lazarus is. Amen.
Right.
And besides all this, in other words, Abraham said, even if I wanted to do something, besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. What kind of gulf, brother? Has anybody here ever been to the Grand Canyon? Is it a great gulf?
Yes.
Someone said that was probably a ditch compared to this gulf. Far enough away you could see them, but it was so far away you couldn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great gulf fixed.
That's right.
Between hell and where Abraham and Lazarus was. You know what? It's kind of sad that this rich man is where he is, and yet a lot of people end up where he is. And I'll comment on it here in a minute. He says, besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. We can't come to you.
Right.
Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. He said, you ain't getting out. We can't come where you're at. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. This is the last verse we'll read. Verse 28. For I have five brethren.
Yes.
That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. We'll stop right there, and I'm preaching on the warnings of hell. Pray with me and pray for me. Father, we thank you for the precious word of God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that even in this dead hour we're living in, Father, it's still relevant. Lord, your word will never pass away. Heaven and hell, earth will all pass away, but this word is eternal as God himself.
Yes.
You said the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And Lord, we just pray, God, today you'll open your words to us. May the Holy Spirit of God that me and Brother Micah talked about before the service, may it help us, Lord, to see. May it help us, Lord, to hear. May it help us to understand the urgency of warning people and trying to pull them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Help us, I pray. We'll give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today on the warnings of hell. This is not a parable.
That's right.
Jesus pulled the lid off of hell, allowed us to look in.
Yes, that's right.
Now, of course, I said something living about this in Sunday school this morning. I correspond with a lot of fools on the internet. They're atheists, God haters, full of themselves. And their comments are like this: the fairy upstairs ain't no more than a tooth fairy. And they say, I say, you know what? He loves you. He don't want you to go to hell. You know what they say, Jared? They say there is no hell. You know what I replied back? I said, if there was a hell, how would you warn somebody about it? It got personal right there.
Yeah.
Now, Brenda, it was a long time before I got a reply on that. It was crickets. How would you warn someone if there was a hell?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, buddy, it kind of put a shoe on for me.
Right.
Bonnie, I finally got a reply. And that reply I got was I'd leave them alone. And I replied back, I'm glad God didn't leave me alone.
Yeah, that's right.
I quoted Genesis chapter 6, verse 3.
For God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. But I'm glad his spirit's strong with me, Rita.
Yeah.
You know, God got me good and lost where he got me good and saved.
Amen.
I couldn't get
like
lost
it.
Without the help of God.
Right.
Paul mentioned about one in his way.
Right.
As he was going to Damascus, brother, God got in my way. I wanted to find a way around him. I wanted to somehow go my way.
Yeah.
I wanted to somehow do the things I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad he got in the way.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise
Amen.
God, he extended a hand with a nail hole in it. Sarah, I thank God for the day I took God by the hand, by faith, and received him in my heart, and he saved my lost soul. Praise God, I'm glad I'm saved. Let me just say this. No one goes to hell without being warned. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus? You got to do something with him. He's either going to be your Savior, and he's my Savior, or he's going to be your judge. Right. But you're not going to have nothing to do with that just man Jesus. That's mission impossible.
Yeah.
Pilate's wife said, have nothing to do with that just man. I suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. And as much as Pilate tried to wash his hands, oh, blood of this innocent Lamb of God, they said Pilate spent the remainder of his days going through the hills of Europe, trying to wash the blood off his hand, and he went completely insane. I don't know that I heard that. I don't know that to be true. Most things I look up and make sure the validity of them before I preach them. Because I tell you what, buddy, you better be a man of your word, especially if you're going to preach the word. Because I tell you what, that bunch over there in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, that were more noble than them in Thessalonica, they searched out whether those things were so or not, fellas. And I tell you what, that's what you need to do with every preacher.
Amen.
Take your Bible and line it up and make sure you're preaching the truth. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Listen, this ain't no parable. Parallel Jesus pulled the lid up off the hill. He said, I want you to see just how bad it is. Jesus spoke about hell in Mark chapter 9.
Yes.
He said if your hand was going to cause you to go there,
Cut it off.
Be better off. Cut it off.
Right.
There was a girl went to church, Brother Donnie. She was high on dope. Real high. A lot of people are today.
Yeah. Amen.
Rita, the preacher got up there and he said, if your eyes are going to cause you to hell, go to hell, pluck it out. She plucked her eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right.
That's bad, it's good.
Right.
It's bad because she didn't have to do that.
That's right.
It's good because she took what he said seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
She didn't have to do that. She plucked both of her eyes out. Both of them. He said, if your foot was going to cause you to go to hell, cut it off. Why? He said, brethren, go where the fire is not quenched. I worked at Dana Axel for 5 years. We put steel in these big furnaces. Them doors open up. You can see all them gears in that furnace, Brenda. All down through there. It made my nip in hell. Every time it opened up, them flames would come barreling out of that door, you know.
Right.
And another one would go in. You look back there, and there's just innumerable amount of these stands with these gears on there to take one more step. And you come out the back there, Brother Ed, we take a big pitchfork, great big long pitchfork. We slip it under that gear, and we take it over this thing called a quencher. And it had oil pumping through it, and you set it down there and push this button, and it'd come down and quench it with oil. Every now and then it'd slip off that pitchfork and hit the ground. And them gears would melt through the concrete. You can see the impression of these gears on the floor. And the whole time I worked there, I thought about people that went to hell.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like this man, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
He said, I'm tormented.
Right.
In this flame. This wasn't a parable. This was a warning.
Right.
From the Lord. Sufficient for anyone. Have more sense. End up in a place like this.
Right, right.
You know, if he'd said this is a parable, it'd been different. He didn't say this is a parable. He said there was
a certain rich man.
Amen.
That made it personal.
Yes, it did.
I tell you, buddy, a lot of people may laugh at hell. But Jesus giving a warning, not only on hell, but on torment of hell, on the fires of hell.
Right.
I want you to notice there in verse number 23. Did anybody notice that? In hell, he done what? He may not have ever looked to heaven before.
Right.
But you know what? We sing a song, I looked up and he looked down.
Yeah.
Right. He's looking up too late.
Right.
In hell, even though he realized he should have done it, Brother Ed, might have been after the fact, but he finally lifted up.
Yeah.
The psalmist said, I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills,
mm-hmm.
from which cometh my help.
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord. Yeah. Psalms 121, yeah. verse 1.
Yeah.
You better do that this side of eternity. And I'll get on that here in a minute. I'm just laying the foundation right now. We may be here a while.
Bless
I had no God. Idea this is going to take off like this. This man finally looked up. You know, he may not have ever looked up down here. But he's looking up now for mercy. He's looking up now for help. Let me say this about hell. Hell was not made for us. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 25 verse 41 talks about that hell was made for the devil. Fit place for him. And his angels. Anybody deserve to go to hell? It's the devil. Amen.
Right.
I mean, buddy, he's caused a lot of people miss out on heaven. And he's lied. He lied to Adam and Eve. And I tell you what, he's been lying to me. And he's been lying to you. And Jesus said he was the father of lies. He lied to the angels of heaven. And one third of the angels of heaven fell with him.
Amen.
And you talk about believing a lie and being damned. You better be careful when it comes to what you believe. Amen. But hell was made for the devil and his angels. Matter of fact, heaven was made for us. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, or if you get the right Bible, there are many mansions. I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that with me you may be. Amen. I kind of paraphrased that a little bit. I just want you to know Jesus don't need heaven. He made heaven for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Somebody said, how I know I'm more like it I get to heaven. You like it here?
Yeah.
Far better there.
That's right.
Paul said the part of being Christ, far better. I like it here pretty good.
Yeah.
It's better there.
Yeah.
Far better.
Yeah.
Man, they caught Paul up in the third heaven. You send him back down here. If you'll read your Bible, he was suicidal.
Yes,
he said, I refuse to die. I refuse to die, not to die. I'm ready to die. I'm bound to go.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he was suicidal.
Yes.
Trying to get back
Amen.
To heaven. It'll ruin you.
That's right.
You know, two things will probably help us more than anything. One of them is take a tour of hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
General Wilkes Booth. He was the founder of the Salvation Army. He had a dream. And in his dream, he was drowning in an ocean. Somebody pulled him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled out and on the pier. He noticed everybody on the pier was busy fishing or reading a book or playing a game or you know, doing everything but trying to get people out of the ocean that were drowning. And here he is right. trying to get people out. And everybody else is, you know, just busy doing other things. And he started the Salvation Army. And the Salvation Army was a gesture to help people that are drowning, that are struggling, that are coming in deep trouble. Amen. I seen a picture of that illustration that an artist had put it down, you know, on paper. And they're just shining a car. They're talking on the phone. Man, they're having their picture made. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things. There are people out there drowning. Well, as a church today, we need to be aware of the fact. I don't want my neighbor to go to hell.
Amen.
I don't want people I work with go to hell.
That's right.
Hey, listen, if you go to hell at this church, I'll tell you one thing. You won't go without a warning.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you go, I want you to know I love you.
Amen.
I want you to know I've done praying for you more than once already for this morning service.
And you won't go without being warned.
That's right.
There was an older preacher, Brother Mitchell, preaching at an old country church on a Sunday night. White hair on his head. Young man slipped in the back door and he's sitting up on the girls back there, you know. And he's causing a little bit of a disturbance, and the preacher says, "Young man, can I help you?" And that young man, being put on the spot, got real sarcastic. He said, "Yeah, you can help me, preacher." He said, "What can I do, son, to help you?" He said, "Can you tell me how far it is to Hale?" He shouldn't have done that.
No.
That preacher said, "No, sir, I can't." He said, "I didn't think you could." Got in his car and spun off. Preacher left the meeting that night, Carolyn. True story. 2 miles from that church, come up on an accident. A young fool in the car hit a tree. Missed a curve. Me and Donnie come up here and we saw the ditches, skin all over the place where people missed the curve. In that car, which was on fire, was this young man. And he said, "Preacher, help me. I don't want to die." And the preacher tried. He couldn't get him out of the car. That young man burned up in the car. The next night of the revival, the preacher got up there, Brother Mitchell, and he said, "I was asked a question last night. How far is it to hell?" He said, "I couldn't answer it last night. But," he said, "I can answer it for that young man tonight." He said, "For that young man, it was 2 miles."
That's right.
Be careful with your words.
That's right.
2 miles.
2 miles.
That's terrible. I ain't even hearing about it. That's kind of the world we live in.
Yeah.
They're sarcastic.
Right.
They make jokes. They put you down. They call you crazy.
Right.
Whew. 2 miles. If you saw a house on fire, would you stop?
Yes.
Would you go back and try to get people out of the house? I just want you to know what's going on.
Right.
We got to get more involved. I went and talked to a lost man this week. I tried. He told me, "Come back." He said, "Thank you for coming." He said, "Come back as often as you want. Stay as long as you want." I grew up with this man. He knows, and I know, that he's lost. All he gets saved, Brother Eddie, the devil got a hold of him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what everybody is? Somebody holding on to something. I mean, that old song, what's it, "I Surrender All"?
Yeah.
Well, some of them, they just ain't going to surrender all.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They want to hold on
right.
to something.
Right.
Whatever you're holding on, it ain't worth it.
No.
I tell you right now, old Brother Eddie, I surrendered all.
Right.
And amen, I got more than what I surrendered in return, amen.
Amen.
And listen, this is not a parable. Let me say, this man was warned. He may have scorned the warning of the torments of hell. And you know, I work with a man, he's a Jehovah's Witness, and he's a pretty good guy, just lost. Religiously lost, that's the worst kind of loss there is.
Right.
You want to know what religiously lost means? Read Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 15, talking about false prophets coming in and sheep clothing and him with their red and wolves.
Yeah.
And you read on over about verses 22, 23, "Men and send me that day, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Did we not do many mighty works in your name?" And Jesus was saying to them, "I never knew you, depart from me."
Right.
A lot of religiously lost people out there. You read verse 14, 15. Of Matthew chapter 7, "Broad's the way leads destruction. Many there be that go in therein. Narrow's the way leads to life. Few there be that find it." I just want you to know, a lot of people are just religiously lost. That's a worst case of scenario. But listen, this guy here, he's Jehovah's Witness. He's religiously lost. You know what he told me when I told him about hell? He told me, he said, "Eddie, a loving God wouldn't send people to hell." You know what I told him? I said, "Ken, a loving God went through hell to give you a home in heaven."
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, buddy.
Amen.
You know what else I told him, Brother Mitchell? I said, "God don't send people to hell." I said, "Sin does. Sin sends people to hell."
Right.
Jesus said, "As I see, I judge. I praise God." He said, "When I see the blood, I'll what?
Pass over you."
Woo! Christ, our Passover lamb, was crucified for us.
Amen.
I've had the blood applied.
Amen. Thank you.
Makes me
my soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Makes me sleep better.
Right. Yes, it does.
Bless Sarah Hart back there. She's trying to keep them children occupied back there. I'm glad to hear. And I thank God for her bringing them. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy. Hey, listen. I tried to tell him. I tried to warn him. I had a brother-in-law. You know, to get to hell, you'll have to find a way around Calvary. But I had a brother-in-law. His name was Garrett. And he told me one day, just really just trying to evade me talking to him about being lost, about getting saved. And here's what he said. You know what he told me, Brother Ed? He said, I want to go to hell. Just like that.
Oh,
yeah, right there in my kitchen.
Oh,
you know, the Bible said he that wins souls is wise. You know what I did?
Yeah.
I said, you don't mind proving it. You wouldn't mind proving it, would you? He said, yeah, I'll prove it. Show us. I want to turn the kitchen range on high.
Put your hand on that.
No, I told him to lay his face on it.
Oh,
I said, Dad, you lay your face on that burner right there and prove to me you want to go to hell. I said, it won't kill you. It'll give you a scar, give you a superficial burn, but it won't kill you.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He broke out of sweat. He fell down right in front of the kitchen stove in our house and gave his heart to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that was enough.
Yeah.
That was all it took.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, he broke out of sweat. I mean, the reality of hell. I say, look, people, go skinny dip in a volcano and get back to me.
Yeah.
One guy said, there ain't no hell. I said, dig down and prove it.
That's right.
Yeah. Drill down and prove to me there ain't no hell. Ain't there something? We go to the moon. But we won't check out the evidence of hell. Hit that volcano. Just keep spewing it out.
That's right. It burps up every day.
Yeah. Oh, me. God not only warned us about hell, but about the consequences of sin. Romans 3:23 says, all of sin comes short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Hey, listen, you'll die one day, and one day you'll be judged. Hebrews 9:27, as it's appointed unto man, once to die, and after that the judgment. Well, listen, I done been judged. I've been guilty. I told the Lord I'm guilty.
Right. Amen.
I had my case appealed, thrown out of court. How'd you do that? He paid my debt.
That's right.
I got a lot of debt. He paid it all.
That's right. Amen.
Woo! What's that song, the record's clear today?
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to pay. All to Him I owe. And all to Him, praise God, He paid for me.
Amen.
I had a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt He didn't owe. Hey, you call that? I call it grace, mercy, multiplied. Amen.
Paid it in full, bro.
Paid it in full. Man, it's pretty good not to have that hanging over your head, amen. Hey, I don't like debt. One day I'll die, and my will will say, being a sound mind and body, I'll spend it all. Ain't nothing to fight over. If I leave any kind of bills, it'll be bills. It need to be paid, amen. Oh, listen.
Amen.
Not only will one day you die, and one day you'll be judged, but you'll be without excuse, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. You'll be without escape, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. And you'll be found guilty before God, Romans chapter 3, verse 19. That every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world become guilty before God.
Amen.
This matter about hell is pretty serious.
Yeah.
I only know one way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed that way right now.
You're right.
This man in hell cries. Did you notice verse 28? That's my text verse. He said, send someone to warn them.
Yeah.
Lest they also come to this place of torment. He don't want to have... I used to have a sign on my truck, Brother Ed. It said the party in hell has been canceled due to the fire.
That's right.
I still got the sign. This thing got it on there.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get it on there, Brother Eddie? I don't know. I'll probably stick it back on there for a long time. World works on putting signs on there. Donnie, he got them all over his truck. I kind of rubbed off on him a little bit. And he's got one on the back of his truck that says, are you following Jesus this close?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Had to get rid of the bumper.
Amen.
Have you ever ride your bumper?
That's right.
Well, listen, you don't have to go to hell. God don't want you to go to hell.
Right.
Jesus, His will is good. I tell you, His thoughts are good. His way is good. His love is good.
Right.
Hey, listen, His pardon is good.
Right.
If you're pardoned by Him, you're abundantly pardoned.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, He come to give you life that you might have it and have it
man don't want nobody to come where he's at. Anyone goes to hell, I tell you what, buddy, they made a terrible mistake for one thing. They declined or ignored the warnings. And I tell you right now, you won't go to hell without being welcome and have a home in heaven. Amen.
That's right.
The Bible said whosoever can come, or whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Right. Amen.
Here now, let's see if I can get this right here. Revelations 22. Oh, I think it's verse 18. The Spirit says, come. The bride says, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and drink the water of life freely, or take the water of life freely. I want you to know, God said, whosoever can escape hell, amen, whosoever, yeah, can have a home in heaven. How do you get it, Brother Eddie? Wow. Come to Jesus. Wow. He'll freely give it to you. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Oh, yeah. And also, there's a whosoever. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written,
yes,
in the book of life.
That's right.
It's cast.
Right.
To the lake of fire.
That's right.
I think they have my name.
I'd rather have streets of gold.
Right.
I'd rather hear angelic choir singing. I may even be able to sing up there. Can you imagine, no, Brother Eddie?
You will.
Woo! Terry, Terry.
Come on.
Terry, I never would ever believe it. Old Brother Eddie, Terry Toon, amen. Woo!
That's right.
He reached down and got me out of a horrible pit. Set my feet on a rock. Established my going. Yeah. Put a song in my heart. Yeah. Even praise to the Lord, amen. I'll be able to sing, amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you.
Amen.
I can't sing a lick down there. I got a feeling my bills sound all pretty good up there. Yeah. Can you imagine old Brother Eddie singing, amen? It's just possible. What's that song? Brother so-and-so wanted to sing in the choir. I can't think of his name, but he couldn't sing a lick. That's me.
Yeah.
Tried out for the choir every year for 39 years or something like that. That's me. I can let a rip, but I can't sing. Listen, I want you to know you'll have to go by the cross.
That's right.
To make it to hell.
Yeah.
You'll have to say, I don't want that. You'll have to reject the love of God.
That's right.
You'll have to reject, yeah, the hand of God.
Yeah.
You'll have to reject, right, the will of God.
Amen.
And there are some people stubborn enough.
Yeah, they are.
To, right, do it. But I'll tell you what, they'll have an eternity,
yes, it will,
to regret and to remember,
right,
that terrible mistake,
right,
of,
right,
turning down God's mercy.
Yeah. Right.
Warnings of hell. God gave Adam a warning. He said, of all the trees of the garden, Adam, you may freely eat. And of a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God, right, said, thou shalt not eat of it.
Right.
For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. You know, you tell that little girl back here not to get in the cookie jar, first thing she's going to do is hit this cookie jar.
That's right.
And she got cookies all around her mouth, and her mama said, you get in that cookie jar?
Right.
No, not me, mama. Not me. Sure. Well, that's just us. That's just the way we're made, amen.
God.
I mean, we do the contrary. But I want you to know God loves you. His will towards you is good.
Right.
His love is good. Hey, listen, His place that He made for you is good. I want you to know, don't go.
That's right. Don't go.
Don't go to hell.
Amen.
God welcomes you. Come, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come now. Let us reason together.
Yeah.
Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. God said, I'm a reasonable God.
Yeah.
This covenant, we'll talk it over. We'll work it out. I'll fix it for you.
Right.
Listen, Jesus also said, John 5:40, you will not come to me that you may have life. Yeah. Father, we thank you for the message. We've done the best we could. I know there's a lot of young people here, Lord. Lord, I know they like me need to hear this message. I need to hear it myself. I need to be reminded. There's somebody going to hell right now. Yes. There's somebody taking their last bitter breath. There's somebody cursing God right now and blaming God because they're going to go to that place of the damned. They didn't have to.
Yes.
And Lord, we're getting ready to give an invitation.
Yes.
I pray in this invitation. I pray the judge of all will do right. I pray, God, you'll convict those that are lost. And I pray, Lord, you'll help those that are saved to pray.
Yes.
That God will have victory here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I mentioned about this bottle of water. That rich man said,
yeah.
Send Lazarus. And he may dip his finger in the water.
Touch my tongue. Touch my tongue.
I'm tormented in these flames. He just wanted a drop of mercy. I could sell this bottle of water in hell right now for more than Michael Bloomberg's worth, $60 billion. I could probably get $100 billion out of this bottle of water in hell. In gold.
Amen.
That one little bottle. Jesus said, don't go there.
That's right.
Come on, Brother Jerry.
Brother Eddie, before we have an invitation, do you mind if I read this?
Go right ahead.
Can I come up?
Yes, please. Right up here close to the recorder. Come on up here. Here.
No, right there. No. That's for God's man right there.
All right.
This seems like yesterday. This was written in 1995. The church I was attending at the time, we were getting ready for a revival. So we were having round-the-clock prayer. My prayer time was 2 to 2:30 a.m. every morning. And you know, when I committed to that time, I didn't worry about waking up, because just like clockwork, God woke me up.
Right.
And I prayed my 30 minutes.
Wow. Wonderful.
From night one, every day in the afternoon, God would deal with me bad. I was a basket case. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? This is what the Holy Spirit did. In about 20 minutes after 5 days of prayer, which goes along with Brother Eddie's message.
Bless her.
I didn't write this. God's Spirit did.
Bless
right.
And I hope it will bless you. You think about people that you know that are lost.
Right.
That needs God in their lives
right.
to keep them from going to hell.
Yeah.
This is called Too Late.
Bless her.
This is what, it is so dark, utter darkness everywhere, so dark it smothers, hard to breathe anyway. What is that foul odor?
Yeah.
So hot, the heat is unbearable, searing, burning flames, they are all around me, so thirsty, lips parched, help me, give me some water. I hear, wait, what is that I hear? Wailing, gnashing of teeth, and so many moans. I don't want to hear it. I don't.
No.
Another sound, loud and hateful and laughing. But who? And then I know. It's him, the ruler here. The one this place was prepared for, the devil. That evil, horrid laugh. The groans, the wails, the screams. I don't belong here. Then it all comes back to me. I remember those Christians that visited. They witnessed to me about God's love. Oh, yes. And there were some neighbors and family members, too.
Yeah.
that came and told me of Jesus, how he died so men could be saved. My heart felt like it would beat out of my chest. Conviction. God's Spirit drawing me, but I couldn't heed to it. There was so much I would have to give up. Things that made life worth living. Time after time they came. They told me I needed to make preparations for eternity.
Yeah.
I even went to church a few times. But now, I'll wait. I have plenty of time. Hey, what's happening? My life's breath is gone. Gone in a twinkling. And now I'm here in hell forever and ever. It is a terrible, terrible place.
Bless you, Sister Bonnie.
No love here.
Right.
No joy here. No peace here.
Right.
No hope
That's
here.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, if I just had one more chance.
Yeah, right. One more.
That's
but
right.
It's too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Thank you, Sister Bonnie.
Amen.
That's good.
You know what? Hell's going to be one of them. Regrets of hell is going to be separation.
Yesterday.
Separation between you and God.
Amen.
You've never been separated. Cain said, my punishment's greater than I can bear. That's kind of
right.
Good description of hell. I guess everybody stand. I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon. Look, I don't know how the Word of God went to you, but if you need to come, maybe on behalf of another, maybe on your own behalf. If you need to come, God will let you know, just like Sister Bonnie said. Holy Spirit told her to write that. If you need to come, you come. Well, Brother Eddie, I'll pray with you. I can't pray for you, but I can pray with you.
All right. Number 114. First
verse 6.
Hey, Fletcher.
Help us, Lord. Help us here today.
Yes.
1 second and hell's too long.
Kneel at the cross.
Real quick, every head be bowed. There's someone here this morning, Brother Eddie. I want you to remember me in prayer. I'm not saved. I want God to be merciful to me. I want to go to heaven. You know, that won't save, but I'll tell you what, God will see that hand.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll give you opportunity.
Yes.
If you'll raise your hand, Brother Eddie, I need prayer.
Yes.
I'm not saved. I want to be saved. You'll raise that hand, nobody'll see it but me. Nobody's looking but me.
Yes.
If you'll raise that hand right now, God will see it. I'll see it. Not only will I pray for you, but I'll tell you what, the one that can do more than me,
right.
He'll see it too.
Amen.
Is there one? Is anyone here? Raise a hand. We'll sing one more verse of invitation to him. If you raise a hand. I'm just a messenger boy. If I rocked your boat, it ain't my fault. Something wrong with your boat.
Right.
Is there one hand? Brother Eddie, remember me.
Yes.
That'll make a big difference.
Yes, Lord.
It sure will. God said, look down and look for someone to stand in the gap. Found none. Look down for someone to make intercession. Found none. You raise that hand up and I'll stand in the gap for you.
Yes, Lord.
You raise that hand up and I'll make intercession for you.
Yep.
You raise that hand up, it'll make all the difference in the world.
Yep.
Thank God for that hand. Is there another hand?
Yep.
Is there another hand? I really believe there's another hand. Is there another hand here this morning? Look, this is pretty urgent.
Yes.
God desires truth in inward parts.
Yes, Lord.
Is there another hand? All right, I'm going to ask Brother
Jerry to sing one more verse of that song. Give you an opportunity. If you want to do something about that other, raise your hand. That's up to you. I promise you this. I will be praying for you. You can count on that. But the best thing to do is do something about it right now. I don't know what this day is going to hold. Right. Nobody knows neither. There's a lot of people got up this morning.
Amen.
And they ain't here now.
Right.
They didn't make it where it's going.
That's right.
Many people won't make it on the way home.
Right.
I'll tell you what, right here, right now is the best time. The Bible says, now's the accepted time. Ain't no better time than that. Right now.
Amen.
You come, I tell you what, if you ain't worried about being embarrassed. Jesus said, you'd be ashamed of me. He said, I'll be ashamed of you.
Right.
You do whatever you want to. I'm here for you. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
Feel at the cross.
Yes. Thank you. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart.
Brother Eddie,